Hey everyone, and welcome to Logan versus Kenny. It's Logan Craft. I can't do this. It's come to my attention after multiple days of missed calls and not getting a message back that I've basically come to the conclusion that Campfire Kenny has been murdered. And I just, it's one of those things that I cannot come to terms with, but the businessman in my soul tells me that I need to get another host for this show. Because, let's face it, we only got 8.5 episodes in before somebody was tragically murdered. Basically, I'm gonna have to start auditioning co-hosts. I really don't want to do it. It's just not my soul, you know. Kenny was a great man. We have to find a replacement at the end of the day. It's what he would want. So I've really looked far and wide, honestly. I even went to places like Arkansas, Louisiana, the place that's above Texas that we don't want to name. I finally got some resumes back, and there was one that sounded decent, I guess. And I'd like to bring on possible candidate number one, Lauren A. Smith from Oklahoma. We're bringing an Oklahoman on to a Texan podcast. How are you, Lauren? How are you doing?
Hi, Logan. I'm doing great. How are you? I'm so sorry for your loss.
Yeah, I'm not doing very, very well, Lauren. You don't
sound like you're doing well at all. I mean, you can't even use your words right now, you know?
No, I really can't. My heterosexual life mate has been murdered. I'm stuck at home till January 28th. I'm now having to look for a new co-host.
Man, rough times, man. Rough times. You know, Campfire Kenny was a one of a kind. Great guy. I mean, irreplaceable, really. There's just no one who could ever come close. All they can do is fill the void that he left behind.
If that's not the truth, your resume came across the table, and at first I threw it in the trash, but then I dug it back out. And I looked at it for a second, and I lit the corner of it on fire, and then I blew it out because I saw something on there, and I just said, you know, maybe there's a chance that just maybe she could be the one. I'd like to ask, what are your qualifications for co-hosting a show on the scale of Logan versus Kenny?
Well, I am grateful for the opportunity to, you know, be here and be considered as a future co-host. So I host a show called Nightcaller's Bigfoot Radio, not to be confused with Day Yeller's Loch Ness Frequency. My show, Nightcaller's Bigfoot Radio. That's right. One more time. Nightcaller's Bigfoot Radio. Not Nightcrawler's Bigfoot Radio. That one happens too. It's okay. It happens. So my show has been on air for over a decade, and we have completed over 300 shows. So, I mean, pretty cool. We've had, you know, so over 300 shows. That's over 300 guests that we've interviewed. Not just in the United States, but across the world. I mean, we've got Australia, we've got Ireland, we've got Britain, we've got Canada. I mean, we've been everywhere. You know, we've had some great guests over the years from, you know, just normal researchers out in the field doing every day, you know, getting all the evidence, bringing it back to us, sharing techniques, which is, I mean, the researchers are the backbone of the Bigfoot community. We know, to the great names such as Doug Hychek, Seth Breedlove, you know, Cliff Barachman. So we've had some great guests on over the years, and I have recently taken the show to a new platform to have these great guests on. So putting a lot of work into that. You know, that's just one of the qualifications. I've expanded out into a new show with Matt called Planet Fear that covers true crime and paranormal so that we can get our ghosty murdery talk on. It's a pretty great show. We have good chemistry on air and off, you know, like we're good buds. We've known each other for 20 years. Yeah, we vibe. It's cool. So I have that going for me. I know this is a very prestigious position, so, you know, just stop me if I'm just not meeting the cut here, you know.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was checking Facebook. I really didn't pay attention to any of that. But, you know, what I heard from what I did hear, you know, there's a bunch of names in there, but none of them were Campfire Kenny, which I kind of find disrespectful, to be honest. But I understand that sometimes, you know, sometimes an opportunity like this doesn't just fall at your foot every day. And it's one thing, you know, to host a show, but it's another thing to host Logan versus Kenny. It's a whole new beast. If I had to say anything, your show is like a Rottweiler that's just rabied out and ready to go for someone's throat. Me and Kenny's show, it's just so much of a, it's a real task, you know, to handle this show. We're like a chihuahua with a machine gun, you know. We are to be feared, honestly. I'm thinking about it, you know. Your name was Lauren, right?
Yeah, that's what some people call me.
Okay, so we're gonna go with the opinion of some people. You know, LVL just, it doesn't have that same ring to it. I would have to find another way to name the show. It'd be like Level Up or something, but we'd spell it cool and it'd be LVL Up, you know? You know, but that sounds too much like video game talk. And, you know, we don't talk about video games much. You know, it's not off the table. We don't really talk about Bigfoot a lot, unless we're talking about their dick. In that case, you know, it's a good old fashioned just gangbang of Bigfoot dickery.
Well, if that was the case, you know, I did do some preliminary research for this position, and I am actually qualified in that aspect as I'm part of various Facebook groups that post funny pictures of animal genitalia. That just sounds so weird. I would say that...
I can't help but notice you've lost your composure. You know, on this show, a show like this... You really have to be able to hold your own, you know, and honestly, breaking
like an animal pervert. But really, y'all, there's meme groups on Facebook that are like, sir, please contain your trouble crayon, and ma'am, please contain your mayhem muff. And there are these great groups where people post pictures of their dogs all splayed out with their little doggy balls all over the place. And anyway, so I would say that I'm a highly qualified candidate for this position to talk about the Bigfoot peens.
So we're going to have to go ahead. I have a scorecard here. I've already taken a majority of your points away. You know, you just lost 5 more for lack of humbleness off of that one comment. What I would like to talk about, I ran a poll on my illustrious Facebook group, Beaverhook Productions, and the poll was simple. If you could only have one for the rest of your life, would you rather have chocolate or peanut butter? Now, I was actually rather surprised by the results of this poll. Lauren, I mean, I don't know you that well, but are you a member of the Beaverhook Productions page?
I am, Mr. Logan, and I thought that poll was going to be about something else, so I was quite delighted to see the content of that poll, and I did participate in that poll.
You took part in that poll. What answer did you choose? Chocolate or peanut butter?
Well, Logan, I believe that chocolate would be a frivolous answer, and I went with peanut butter for practical uses.
Now, I will tell you the truth. I was surprised by the end result of that poll, you know, with Valentine's Day coming up and all the women's hormones going up in the air. I figured chocolate and wine. That was my first thought, was chocolate and wine would win. But no, peanut butter.
I guess you just don't know how much fun you can have with peanut butter, do you?
Listen, into bestiality or anything, so that really limits my use of peanut butter. But
wow.
I would think that, you know, chocolate, just at the end of the day, you know, because Kit Kats or things like Hershey's bars or Kisses or something like that, you would think people would want that. But I can see the benefit to peanut butter. You know, it's a protein. You know, people actually, I tend to forget that there are actually still people in America that look at things like calories, protein, and nutritional supplements and whatnot. And that's what they base their choice on. That surprises me.
I Can't believe you took it to the bestiality arena there, bud. Because peanut butter you can use, you know, as breakfast, lunch, or dinner. And as an avid outdoors woman, I frequently bring peanut butter products with me. So yeah, it's a practical thing. Protein, blah, blah, blah. But if you eat a peanut butter and honey sandwich or peanut butter and honey on Ritz crackers, that is also a dessert. Can take the place of chocolate. Now, if you run another poll and say, would you vote that peanut butter replaces chocolate in all chocolate products? I'm pretty sure you'd get a different result. Future recommendation. That's the marketing aspect that I bring to this relationship or partnership or whatever.
Give me a minute. I'm subtracting 5 points from your scorecard for shooting down bestiality so fast. I agree.
And horse mane braiding, I can talk about that, but
well, you see, me and Kenny have already tackled that issue with extreme professionalism. No one will ever, ever, ever be able to top the very intelligent, thoughtful, educational discussion that Kenny and I that day. So I'm not really in the mood for bestiality right now. You know, I don't have any peanut butter around. So what I do want to know, Lauren, if you were a fish, what would your favorite type of sushi be?
We went from bestiality to cannibalism.
-5 points for dodging a question. Okay, we're going to move on.
Can I answer that I like fish? And if I was a fish, I definitely wouldn't like fish. Hold on while I overthink this, Logan.
Let me tell you negatives yet?
Ooh, is this one of those where you win by having the least points? Hell yeah. I am winning. I am first place. What up?
-5 points for showing that you're an Oklahoman. Okay, so we are going to have to come up with a new way to grade the potential candidates, because my grading system has already flown out the window.
Yeah, it sucks.
I've never seen somebody make a -7, and you're just shot past that with flying colors. So congratulations on that, I guess.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Happy to participate in this wonderful interview.
I'm sure you are, to be honest. And
I'm honored, really. I definitely don't have enough going on. I need to be here tonight.
That is true. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, Lauren, mm-hmm. I go to sleep, but I wake up screaming with a cold sweat. And it reminds me that every once in a while, you need to take time to smell the roses. Where would you go if you were going to have to eat a steak with a butter knife?
Okay, I feel like I'm going to get this one wrong.
It's a very simple answer.
It's really not. I overthink everything, Logan. I can't just answer yes or no. First choice would be home, because my husband makes a bomb-ass steak. Second choice, honestly, I swear to God I'm not sucking up to the main host of this show, but my favorite place to go is Texas Roadhouse. I'm sorry. It really is.
That's actually, you've regained +60 points. So you're only you're -10 now, see. You've touched my heart, is what you have done.
Well, that was the truth.
Now, Lauren, this is a question that will either incite the fans, particularly one fan.
Can you stop saying my name? Because it's just weird when you say my name like that. Continue.
Okay, Lori, what we're going to do now.
No.
If you had, I didn't know I was interviewing Elvira. Can we please continue with the question?
Yes, I bid you to continue.
Thank you very much. If you were going to have to eat fish, and it does not have to be a restaurant's fish, it could be anybody who makes it, you know, fish. Where would you go, and who would make it?
If I had to eat fish, which I do sometimes eat fish, Jeff Crypto Hulk Stewart would be who and where I would eat the fish, because that man makes some bomb catfish.
That is the correct answer, and you are now back in the positives. I was kind of hoping that you would fail that so I could tell Jeff that you said something other than him.
Yeah, no, I'm not stupid. I've tried his fish. Yeah. It makes a non-fish lover love fish.
That is actually true. One time at fan camp, we all got together and we made glow-in-the-dark penises. Would you be willing to dance in the woods at around 3 a.m. with a glow-in-the-dark penis?
Not only willing, I would be honored.
Okay. Now, if I was going to a church service on Saturday, and I had to wake up and go to a movie on Sunday morning, what kind of shoes would I wear?
The same boots you always wear?
No, Vans off the wall. Now, next question.
is this about the pants? Are you punishing me for the pants? Logan, you cannot pull off those pants. Nobody can pull off those pants. Nobody should pull off those. Nobody should wear those pants. They are not okay.
Excuse me?
Continue.
I don't know what you're talking. Anyway, we're going to enter the section of this show where we go into just typical, you know, what's happened this week, this month, blah, 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 dialogue.
I didn't really finish my qualifications, but you can see the rest on Night Colors Bigfoot Radio Facebook page. Continue.
Okay, you're back in the negative points for chauvinistic qualities. Lauren, I want you to lead us into a new segment of this show.
Did I make it up? What's it called? The weather this week.
You know, it's really chapped my ass, to be honest, because it has not stopped raining until about 2 days ago. It had rained for about a week straight, and I don't know if any of y'all have surveillance cameras around my house, but my backyard is a bowl, and the bowl fills up. Sometimes I sit out there in a canoe, and I paddle around my backyard, and I admire the backside of my house's beauty. But then other days, I remember that, man, this is probably hell on my foundation, and that in the future, that will become an issue. Lauren, have you ever had to sit in your backyard with a canoe? What are you doing?
I took a sip of my beer.
Honestly.
I poured one out for my homies down my throat.
Honestly, you would have to chug a beer to honor Kenny. I don't think a sip would do it.
Give me a minute.
One, two, three.
Done.
3 seconds. That's actually really good. That's almost Kenny time.
I plan to, if I successfully gain this role as co-host, I plan to honor him in all ways, all the time, because there's nobody like Kenny Walls. Was nobody like Kenny Walls. I sit in my garage and kayak for no reason other than I like to get away from my children. However, I have built a hammock stand. My husband has built a hammock stand in our backyard, and I frequently lay in my hammock and sleep in my hammock outside when I can't go to the woods.
That is actually admirable. That is bonus points.
Well,
I'd like to go ahead and talk about a glaring issue here, though. Oklahoma. You know this podcast is by Texans for Texans, correct?
Yes, and I would like to say that.
Yes.
From the age of 1 year old, I actually lived in Texas for over half of my life. And if I was not living in Texas, I was visiting my mother in Texas, and she still resides in Texas. And my mom is one of the most important people in my life. And as a diehard Texan, I support her in everything she does. So basically, I'm a Texoman, and I feel like I am well qualified.
What was that abomination of a word you just used?
I am well qualified for this position. Because, sorry, that beer just came back up real quick. Because I was raised there, and
Kenny never let his beer come back up like that. Minus 4 points. Now, I'm just gonna have to cut you off here. I heard you say that your mother lives in Texas.
Why, yes, my mother. Her name is The Legend. You might know her by that name,
like the movie.
So she is a female veteran researcher. She has been researching for 20 years. She is the one who brought me up in this topic and taught me everything I knew. So someone started calling her The Legend, and it kind of stuck. She absolutely freaking hates that nickname with a passion, because she's very humble, unlike me, obviously. And, she hates it. So she is a legend. She is a legend in this field. She is a legend to me. And so therefore, she is also a Texan, a diehard Texan and legend and Bigfoot researcher and paranormal researcher. And she used to race dirt track cars, and she was a rodeo clown one time. Anyway, and she used to mud wrestle. I don't know.
Did she look good when she did it?
She did. She said that. Okay. I just recently learned this about her, by the way. At the last Fout campout, she was telling like her friends about this, and I happened to, like, I walked up later and someone was like, oh my god, your mom used to mud wrestle. And I'm like, what the Lori did, the legend Lori. And they're like, yeah. And I asked her about it, and she said, oh yeah, she's like, we used to do that. And she said, we would wear like one pieces and like put our hair in ponytails, and we would laugh at these girls that walked up in their little bikinis and their makeup, because we were there to like wrestle, and these girls were there to look good, and we beat their ass every time. It was freaking my mom. Yeah, little miss, sweet little church lady Lori. Yeah, That's the one.
But you said her name is Lori. Mm-hmm. Lori. Okay. Can you please, this is under the table. Can you, give me her full name, her address, and a phone number I can reach her, and if possible, her social security number? Because she actually sounds like a very good candidate for the co-host position of this show. She's just from that story, she checks all the boxes. I've never met her, but I'm pretty sure me and her would be very, very, well acquainted best friends by the end of the first step together. And, besties. And it'd be very nice to actually have a native Texan host on this show.
I'll see what I can do. I am also her manager, so I'll shuffle some things around and see what I can do for you.
I'm kind of offended that you said that, to be honest, with the current situations in America. It's no longer such a inappropriate term as manager. It's actually anybody-ger, because it's offensive to give a gender to such a thing. Because, you could be a womanager. You don't just have to be a manager. The proper term is an anybody a manager.
Legend life coordinator.
That's good. I would one day like to bring the legend on this show, because I feel like she would really thrive in this environment.
I think she would, too. I also, if small chance that I don't get this position, I really would like to recommend.
Minus 5 points for...
mispronunciation. If you get to edit out your 5 hour whatever thing, you get to edit out the five whatever I just said.
I'm leaving this part in.
You're such an ass.
Just to show how the interview process works.
I think that she would make an excellent co-host, and I recommend her. Thank you.
Okay, we're gonna plus two because she has attitude. I like that. Now, Lauren.
Yes. I thought I told you to quit calling me that, but okay. Where nobody calls me by my government name unless I am, in trouble. Or my mom. She says Lauren Ann, and that makes me pee a little. So just listen, Logie, stop saying it like that. Okay, go ahead.
Liam Neeson, I'm going to have to ask you a question. There are two roads diverged by yellow wood. Which one do you take?
I didn't know there was gonna be math in this interview. Shit. There's two roads. Can I get a diagram?
Yes. Okay, so what I want you to do is pick out something to write on and your writing utensil of choice. I can understand how this is a very, very difficult question. Especially to be put on the spot,
I'm appreciative of you not adding foreign Oklahoman to that last part. It was insinuated, but I appreciate you not saying it.
I didn't have to do it because you just did it yourself. See, I've mastered my level of shade throwing. Most people, they put off the shade equivalent of a palm tree. I am a redwood in California, standing tall, basking the whole world with my shadow.
Sounds like you're compensating for something, but I'm gonna let that go.
I'm compensating for my humbleness.
Oh, is that what that is?
Now, have you got your writing utensil?
That's all the way over there. So no.
Okay, so I'm gonna have to explain this and paint a picture in your mind. They call me the Bob Ross of mental images, if you will.
Is that right?
I am the best. Probably somebody better, but I am really the best. So the question was rather simple. You go down a road diverged by yellow wood. Which road would you take? Which path would you go down? What I want you to do in your mind. What was that?
There's orbs in this closet, man. I don't know.
What are you on? Sometimes Kenny can sometimes get intoxicated, or he can get a I don't know why that's funny. He's been murdered. Respect for my fallen co-host, please.
I am offering respect. I think he would. Okay.
Sometimes he would get a little intoxicated. And other times he would get a little high in the sky, if you would. And then sometimes he would do both at the same time. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's just Kenny. That's why the show worked so well, was Kenny had that going for him. That quality.
Lauren, I wasn't laughing, Mr. Kraft. I was crying. Just want you to know that.
I have never, ever heard Kenny tell me that he saw orbs while he was intoxicated, high, and or a mixture of the two. Yes. Therefore, whatever you are on is stronger than whatever Kenny's on.
Did he see them when he was sober? Did you ever bother to ask?
You know, that's really a trick question because we all know Kenny's blood is actually alcohol.
It's true. Oh, well.
Not anymore, though. He was murdered and all the blood came out of his body. So, you know.
How do you know that? I thought you suspected he was murdered. And how do you know how he died, Logan?
I really, really.
Just screwed up there, buddy. Mm-hmm. I'm turning a spotlight on over you right now.
One would presume that Kenny was shot. You would think that's the only way to get Kenny. Kenny is like a little pit bull. If you're close enough to him, you try to go for him with a knife, you could stab him all you want. He has the blood alcohol content of a Budweiser truck going down the road. The only way I see that you could possibly kill Kenny, God bless his soul, is that you would shoot him, which would leave him bleeding out on the ground. That is how I come to the conclusion that Kenny lost all his blood. I want it to be known for the record, I have been stuck at home since Christmas Eve. Kenny was murdered sometime around New Year's Day. From the best I can...
Oh, it's a nice alibi that you have there for sure.
You know, this is supposed to be an interview, not an interrogation.
And in at respect for this interview, everybody in Texas has a gun, or so I hear. I don't know, because I'm a dumb Oklahoman and everything. The wind has blown all reason out of my mind. So everybody in Texas has a gun, and therefore it is more likely that Kenny was shot. May he rest in peace.
Yeah, because, you know, honestly, we all know that strangulation is the most personal form of murder. And Kenny would not let anybody strangle him. You know, the only person that's going to strangle Kenny is going to be me. And that's just because sometimes we get bored. But, you know.
Is it, though? Look,
when you spend a lot of time out in the woods, you know, every once in a while, somebody's just got to.
Just saying, I feel like you're kink shaming right now, saying that the only way that Kenny would be strangled would be by, you know, you. I'm just saying he has a wife and you don't know.
And spanks him. I've heard that conversation before. Anne likes to spank him. She has this paddle, actually, and it's got a Bigfoot foot cutout in it. So when she spanks him, it leaves a little Bigfoot mark on his butt.
Somebody should cast those tracks.
If I told you someone fell down the well, who would it be?
Timmy. It's always Timmy.
You're wrong. It was Kenny. Kenny has been murdered. Where is he?
Kenny got shot.
Who killed Kenny? You know something, don't you? That's why you applied for this position.
Well, judging by every South Park episode I've ever seen, there's a lot of people that killed Kenny. So
what are you talking about?
It's a mass conspiracy. I'm sorry to tell you that, Logan. It's a government cover-up.
Kenny didn't believe in the government. How can he be killed by something he doesn't believe in?
That's why he was taken out, sadly.
That doesn't make... I refuse to believe that. And why do you know so much? Are you in coalition with the birds? Birds aren't real.
Birds aren't real. Birds are drones sent by the government to spy on us.
Now, if I were to look at you and I were to say 001...
Well, your audio broke up through half of that, so I'm gonna... There's a glitch in the matrix. I don't know what you just said.
That sounds like what a bird would say.
Rocks are also spying devices sent by the government.
Now that's just crazy. Nope, I can't believe that.
Ask my child. He's the one that picked up on it.
Oh, you have a child?
I claim him sometimes.
How many? Do you just have the one?
I actually have two.
One
of them is a serial killer in training, as he keeps trying to purchase sharp objects from a certain Texan gentleman who likes beaver hooks. I don't know.
So what you're saying is your child could have killed Kenny?
I mean, I think he has a good alibi since he was a, you know, second grade class.
So what you're saying is your child could have killed Kenny?
There's a small possibility. There's always a possibility, Logan. But as he was in elementary school at that time, I don't believe so. Now, the four-year-old, there's not a solid alibi for that one.
Now that...
Was there peanut butter or jelly found around the body?
You know, I don't know because the body has yet to be found.
Well, if the child had a mother who was really into true crime and murder, it's not looking good for Kenny, man. It's not looking good.
You know an awful lot about Kenny's situation for someone who supposedly has never known him.
I have my sources, but other than that, I cannot say anymore. I'm sorry.
Who's to say that you did Kenny just so you could try to get his spot as the co-host of this illustrious program?
Well, unfortunately, Logan, the only thing that I can say to that is that Kenny was my favorite part of this program. And so if anything, I would have offed you if that was my goal. So that's my defense. Thank you.
That's a solid answer. I can't argue with that. Everybody's favorite part of this program was Kenny.
When Kenny got up on the mic and spoke into the mic in his deep voice, it's a skill that made angels cry, Logan. And if I could do anything to bring that back, I would.
How many acting classes have you had in the last 5 years?
I've had 5 beers so far. Does that count?
That is a good answer. I have a scorecard here, and the maximum score is 10. So far, you're at a negative 98. But
I thought I gained 60.
You lost those a long time ago. You know? For every second of dead air, I take off a point. I was walking downtown and I went to this football field. There was a football field and there was a gathering of peoples. And I went over there and there was strange cowboy-hatted men and there was very large men with fireball in their walkers or whatever you want to call them. There was a strange lady working at this booth.
Was she cute, though?
I mean, if it was a good day and the lighting was just right, solid 4.5 out of 10.
But I'd give her like 4.75 maybe, though.
How do you know her?
I'm just assuming here.
I'm pretty sure she said her name was Hufflepuff or something. I don't. But anyway.
No, we're talking about two different people because the girl I'm talking about, she's like a solid 10 and a half, man. 10.5 on that one. Okay, go ahead.
I've never seen somebody fight a clothes rack. It was shortly after she had entered into an altercation with this clothes rack that she turned to me with tears in her eyes and she said, "Sir, I'm so hungry. Can you please go to Subway and procure me a sub?" And I said, "You know what? I saw you fight that clothes rack, and it was a valiant effort. I will go to Subway, and I will grab you some food." I went to Subway. I got the food, you know, and when I went back, she was gone. And that's when I realized she was actually a bird. I talked to a flock of crows.
You know, this one time, not at band camp, but at cheer camp. I'm just kidding. So this one time, this gentleman bought me a Subway sandwich, right? And it was just the way I wanted it. And I was starving. And he brought me this Subway sandwich. And I tell you, that was the best damn Subway sandwich I've ever had in my life. And I had to share it with my child, which was, I mean, I guess he needs to eat sometimes. But it was so delicious. I ended up taking that Subway sandwich back to camp with me and eating that Subway sandwich at like 3 a.m. while looking for Bigfoot. So I just feel like everyone should know that that's how good that Subway sandwich is.
You're losing points. And let me tell you why you're losing points. Mm-hmm. This show is not sponsored by Subway. And
should be.
You
six
have,
inches.
Yes, they should have. You know, why settle for 6 when you can get the foot? But
especially if you're a Bigfoot or a horse. Nobody's braided my mane. That's sad. Carry on.
Sometimes. Okay. This is a very, very difficult interview. Okay. Wait. Give me a second.
I have to pee.
Minus 10 for weakness in the bladder.
I have had 5 beers.
Did you say 5?
Yes.
Kenny would have had 8.5 by 2 days ago.
He has a wee-wee. He can go in a bottle.
He doesn't go in a bottle.
You don't know.
He goes in the little room right by the office.
And he sits down.
That way he can hear what I'm saying. If you're not willing to go sit down in a bathroom right by the office so you can still hear what I'm saying and keep up with my story.
I have a pee bucket.
That's acceptable.
I will be better prepared next time, Mr. Kraft.
Thank you. Now, I recommend you line the inside of the pee bucket with something that neutralizes the sound.
Yes, audio foam recording pee neutralizer. Yes.
Yes, I really appreciate that. We're getting close to the end of this recording.
Yes, sir.
This is a recorded audition, as you very well know. Are there any... I will give you 2 minutes. You have exactly 2 minutes.
Oh, man.
To give me a very good story that we could branch off of.
Fuck, what the fuck am I supposed to talk about for 2 minutes?
Your time is coming up.
Oh, what? You didn't say go.
It's 11:54.
It's a fuck. Logan, literally, what am I supposed to talk about? I'm drawing a blank here, man. I don't know. I've got nothing. Damn it. So this one time? Nope, can't tell that story. It did involve Kenny, but, you know.
Whoa. Wait. We're done with your 2 minutes.
Oh, it's you only been 1 minute.
Have okay. been in contact with Kenny?
I'm not at liberty to share that information right now.
You know, that really, really sounds suspect.
I'm not at liberty to share that information right now. I plead the fifth.
That almost sounds like you had something to do with the murder of Kenny.
Under advisement of my attorneys, I plead the fifth.
Who killed Kenny?
Definitely not me. Also, do not listen to my Slow Loris episode on 3 Minutes by Beaverhook Productions. Thanks. How about them Cowboys? Right? Am I right?
Like this I weather, don't. I
this
do
weather
not.
Has been crazy.
Tornadoes. Are you dodging? Are you dodging?
The, what's happening?
The subject?
Bro.
Did you kill Kenny?
I would not harm a fly.
That was not the question I asked. And yes I would not or harm. No. Did you kill
Sir, Kenny? Sir. Sir. Please calm down. Do not get loud with me. I will call security. I happen to have friends on the LVE security team. All right. Do not make me call them. You will regret it. I would not kill Kenny. If I had the choice to kill someone, it would definitely not be Kenny. So, no, sir, I did not kill Kenny, and I do not know who killed Kenny. And that is my answer.
That sounds exactly like something someone who speaks Spanish would say. And that leads us into our minute of babble. Now, we are going to have to figure out who killed Kenny. But to do that, we're going to have to talk to a lot of different people. And here in Texas, we have a lot of Spanish-speaking individuals. Now, on this Minute of Babble, we are going to ask exactly, how do you say murder in Spanish? Now, one of the translations for murder is el asesinato. It could also be translated as el homicidio or la muerte. Now, can you say that with me? La muerte.
I could have said that about 3 beers ago.
You've ruined. Oh, we're not getting a check. I'm not getting a check for this Minute of Babble just because of that comment. But
well, cerveza, that means beer in Spanish. Do you see what I did there? I got up all on the mic like Kenny did.
And this has been a Minute of Babble.
You're welcome. I just wanted to add my extra qualifications of being not even a little bit bilingual.
Larry, it's been very nice having you on the show.
Who's Larry? Wait, whoa, we need to have a talk about your nicknames.
That's what your name was, right?
Sir.
You said don't call you something.
Call me Betty.
Betty?
I don't know.
Betty or Tom Petty, like with a P or a B? A P-B-A. Which one?
Tom Petty's totally one of my favorite artists. Did you know that 1 year for my birthday, I got to go on his group, on his roadie tour bus? It was really cool. I've now had 6 beers.
Kenny smiles upon you. I'm sure, you know, he would smile upon you if it wasn't for the fact that I'm pretty sure you're the one who murdered him.
Here's the thing, okay? Just because in the first Planet Fear episode with Matt Knapp that you can find on Facebook or the planetfearpodcast.com website, just because I mentioned that sometimes I contemplate like how I would kill somebody, that definitely does not mean that I actually kill people, right? Like that, who does that? You know? I've never even, like, well, I've touched a dead body, but that just sounds gross and weird. You know, like you know, when you kissed a loved one at a funeral, like, goodbye, you know, goodbye, you died. But out of the two of us, Logan, who has actually been, like, elbow deep in a dead body? Huh? Was that me or you? I ain't got no blood on my hands, son.
I had blood on my hands, on my pants, all my, you know, just general.
Among other bodily fluids. Actually, I really love this story. So when we go off air, can you, like, retell it? After I pee, though, because, man, like, 6 beers, bro. Okay.
So I'm pretty sure that you have actually killed Kenny. Therefore, you are now going to be under surveillance. I have your application, which you put your social security, your credit card number with the expiration date and the security code. I'd also like to thank you for giving me, you know, your full legal name. Then I would also like to thank you for giving me your address. The police will be there soon to question you about. This is actually a very serious matter.
Super serious.
Until we can find who exactly killed my heterosexual life mate, Campfire Kenny Walls, this show will not be the same. Lauren, if you get the position, you'll get a letter in the mail. Otherwise, you know.
Another one?
Best of luck. I just hope that, you know, you land on your feet somewhere. You know, it's been nice talking to you. Sometimes, you know, it life just happens. And I can't believe you killed Kenny.
And I got, they killed Kenny. That was the best Cartman impression that I got. Probably a seventh beer would have helped a little, but you didn't really give me any warning that you were going to spring that line on me. I feel like I'm under pressure. Anyways, so Logan, I look forward to working with you, sir, because I know I got the position. Obviously. Did you read my resume? I mean, really. And I enjoy all your content. Thank you so much for featuring me on LVK. I've watched, or I guess listened to every episode whilst staring at the Beaverhook emblem, you know, because I don't know about everybody else, but I have a sticker of the Beaverhook Productions emblem. So whilst staring at my wonderful BHP sticker. So I'm a huge fan. And thank you so much for having me on tonight. I'm honored. And I look forward to working with you since I know I got the position. Thanks.
We're going to.
You can find Nightcaller's Bigfoot Radio on Facebook and Instagram and YouTube. Please be sure to subscribe, like, comment, and share. Thank you.
Minus 5 points for being pushy.
I'm not being pushy.
I can't.
It's marketing, Logan.
I don't remember ever sending a sticker to a, what was, Laura, something L. I burned the resume, so I can't really read your name. I don't remember sending a sticker. Now, I do remember sending a sticker to Kenny, which actually makes a lot of sense that you have that sticker. You murdered Campfire Kenny Walls.
Listen, so, like, did you ever play Clue? I always wanted to be Miss Scarlet. Like, I did it in the library with the candlestick, which sounds dirty right now, but, like, if you're actually playing the game, it's intense, right? Yeah. Thank you, Logan. Have a great night.
I'm going to have to dig through this stack of resumes and find somebody that can do this job. Okay, for now, that's all I got.
I just snorted.
You know, good night, good day, whatever time you're listening to this. Just remember that Kenny was special, and we all love him.
Yes, we rest in peace.
I will find who killed Kenny.